And now, the best of Journeys with Rebecca. This is Rebecca Jernigan, your tour guide into discoveries, coming to you live simulcast from the heart of America to around the globe via the World Wide Web, terrestrial radio, satellite, and podcast. Let's journey together into the realms of the unknown to the known in search of enlightenment, knowledge, and truth.
We are here in the studio in the heart of America, Kansas City, broadcasting live and heard on the Journeys with Rebecca radio network of stations, wonderful affiliates of Rebecca. I'm Stephen McKay, sitting in for Rebecca. She's here, though. Hello, Rebecca.
Hello.
She is very ill. She's got no voice. So can you say hello?
Hello.
There she is. So I'll be sitting here with you, but we do have some wonderful interviews that Rebecca did earlier this week. We'll be getting that in just a minute. But first, I got to thank the wonderful sponsors of Journeys with Rebecca, and that includes the American Association of Professional Psychics, Fate Magazine, Universal Learning Series, and also PerfectlyOrganic.net. So there you go for our sponsors. Now, tonight's guest is David Icke, Global Conspiracies and How to End It. This is going to be an awesome interview. Rebecca did this, I believe, earlier in the week. And by the way, she is here in studio, obviously, and she will be in the chat room. So if you go to her website, www.journeyswithrebecca.com, and you'll see the chat link on the right-hand side there, you can join her in the chat room. You can also email Rebecca, and she will be here answering your questions. That email address is mailbag@journeyswithrebecca.com. Now, besides the David Icke, we're also going to have John Welshen, and that'll be in the second hour. And also later in the show, live with us will be Nancy Ogren with an astrological update. We'll get all the latest information on the full moon that's coming up. So a lot of interesting stuff. You'll be able to talk to Rebecca one way or the other, just not really. But she'll be there chatting with you. So go in the chat box there on her page and join in. I was checking it a little bit earlier, and we already had quite a number of people joining in. So, and also, you can check out a little more about David Icke at www.davidicke.com. That's David. His last name is spelled I-C-K-E.com. You can find out all about his latest book, The David Icke Guide on Global Conspiracies and How to End It.
Prepare yourself for a journey of discovery and the answers that you've been looking for with the Universal Learning Series, a set of principles for discovering your true self. Explore your past, your present, and your future. Read Your Never-Ending Life, Book 1 of the Universal Learning Series by author Sandy Andrew. Go to UniversalLearningSeries.com.
You're listening to the best of Journeys with Rebecca.
Check out Rebecca's website for the latest Journeys news and more. Log on to www.journeyswithrebecca.com.
What an exciting, exciting guest that we have for you today. As I told you in the beginning, we have David Icke. He's here to talk about his latest book called Guide to the Global Conspiracy and How to End It. Without further ado, let's welcome him to the show. Hello, David.
Hello, Rebecca.
You know, it is just wonderful to have you here and to share your absolute treasure trove of knowledge and information that you have garnered through the years with my audience. This is truly a gift for me and as well as for the audience. So thank you very much for being here with us today.
Well, thank you very much.
So we have, first of all, you have written just numerous books, and I told you off the air before we got started how I just really want to give you a huge kudos for standing in your sense of truth through your
personal journey in this life to find the truth of what makes things tick, what makes things happen, and to expose those things that otherwise would not, maybe even yet would not have been exposed. So I want to thank you for that and all the hard work that you've done, and amidst some of the times probably weren't very pleasant for you as well. So
yeah.
So, but we're past all of that right now, because what we are doing is we're sharing information today with everyone. So because there's a little problem with the book getting out from the shippers, so I don't have a copy of the book with me. But I do know that you've been kind of on a circuit here, kind of talking to people about your book. So I'm going to kind of let us, you know, kind of get into the book, the idea behind it. You have wonderful little pieces of information to share with people today. We talked a little bit about simplifying life. We talked about the illusion of time. We're going to get into all that, I'm sure. So I'm going to let you kind of pick up the ball, if you will, David, and just kind of run with it, and we'll go from there.
Okay, well, I wrote this book, The David Icke Guide to the Global Conspiracy and How to End It, because particularly after 9/11, and even more so, really, in terms of large numbers of people, after weapons of mass destruction were not found in Iraq, and with the daily destruction of freedoms, more surveillance, more controls, more imposition. And what I found with people all over the world is that there is now a massive feeling among enormous numbers of people of, I don't like the way the world's going. There's something not right here. I don't know what it is, but this doesn't feel good to me. But because, you know, people, they have to get up in the morning and do what is necessary to pay the mortgage and all that stuff and look after their families, they can't lift their head from the treadmill, if you like, and do the kind of research that I have full time over nearly 20 years. And so what I set out to do was to produce a massive work, and it is, it's 600 pages, nearly 300 illustrations and pictures and what have you, and 28 chapters, which I actually call dots, 28 dots, because what the book's really about is connecting the dots between apparently unconnected people, unconnected situations, unconnected organizations, and unconnected events to show that they are actually connected. And when you look at a dot, be it 9/11 or whatever, it can be very interesting and it can be fascinating and it can be shown to be not what it appears to be. But it's only when you connect all the dots of apparently unconnected situations, like I say, that the picture goes, whoa, so that's what's going on. It's devastating when you do that. So that's what I set out to do. But it's not just about, if you like, the 5 cents level of banking manipulations and medical manipulations and government manipulations and military manipulations. Fundamentally, in fact, the first two chapters, the first two dots, are all about who we are, the nature of reality. What is the physical body? What is consciousness? What is reality? Where are we? Who are we? Because unless you begin to understand those questions, there are no coordinates to understand what's going on in the world. So that is fundamental to the book, and from that, those first two chapters setting out who are we and where are we, so many things in the rest of the book start to make sense that wouldn't normally make sense without that knowledge.
Well, you know that we talked a little bit before we got started about how across the globe people understand that there's something not right.
Right.
And they don't understand necessarily what it is, but I think that that's probably one of the most prominent things that you could be talking about is who are we and what are we about in order to understand why we feel the way that we do or that the world feels the way that they do. And I think by sharing that information, I just can't wait to get my hands on the book, by sharing that information, making people understand what this is, the true nature of what's really going on, that's going to exponentially awaken, if you will, people to right what I call righteous indignation.
Yeah.
And perhaps maybe we can start changing some things. That would just be a phenomenal thing, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, it's all about coordinates for me. If you haven't got basic coordinates, I think it was that John Lennon wrote words to the effect of, how can I go forward when I don't know where I am, or how can I go forward where I don't know where I've come from? So many of these coordinates are missing because I think it was Orwell who talked about he who controls the present controls the writing of the past, and he who controls the present controls the future. Worse to that effect, it wasn't exactly like that. But if you can scramble the coordinates of where we've come from, how can you know where you are? How can you know who you are? And all the way through thousands of years, this knowledge, which was once universal, way back in pre-official history,
right.
There was this widespread knowledge of who we are and where we are, which has been suppressed in so many ways and systematically suppressed. The Inquisitions were a classic example of that, an extreme example of that. But wherever the network of elite families that I'm exposing in this book and other books, wherever they've gone through history, they have targeted the native knowledge. Like, for instance, one of my great friends is a Zulu shaman called Credo Mutwa in South Africa, and he talks about how when the Europeans, particularly the British, came into South Africa, they were targeting the shaman. In his words, they milked the minds of the shaman and then killed them because they wanted to erase that knowledge passed over the generations of the nature of reality, the nature of who we are, and all these key big questions. And what they've done instead of that by using Christianity as their vehicle is they've imposed a false history on us, so we've lost that coordinate of where we've come from and who we are, and so we're operating in absolute confusion. It's kind of staggering, Rebecca. You know, if you we're supposed to be at the cutting edge of human knowledge and all the rest of it, but if you stop someone in Sydney, Australia, or New York, or London, or Frankfurt, or anywhere, and you said to them, excuse me, who are you? What are you doing here? Where do you come from? And where are you? I mean, they'd just say, what are you talking about? You know, I've got to get to the shops. Because these big questions, we are told are mysteries. Well, you know, mysteries are great because you can say something's a mystery and then just shut the door on it. We don't know about that because it's a mystery. And I hear people say, well, God doesn't want us to know these answers to these questions. Well, excuse me, I'd like a word with him then. You know, because the fact is that when you start to research this, you find that massive amounts of understanding of who we are and where we are is actually already established, but the dots are not connected. For instance, one of the things that I'm really pressing in this book and in general where my research is going, it's absolutely blatantly, staggeringly obvious when you look at the evidence that the human body is a computer. It's a biological computer, and what I mean by biological is it has the ability up to a point to think for itself. It has a consciousness. What they're doing now is, I was watching a program on television in Britain, I think it's on the Discovery Channel as well, called Visions of the Future, and one of the programs was about how they're developing robots now that can think for themselves. They don't just have to react to data. They can assess data and make decisions based upon it. And they're programming emotional responses into these robots. And when you look at the end of the line of this progression of creating these robots, it's very clear what the end line will be, and it will be something like the human body is now. You know, we have Norton antivirus in a computer that protects the computer from external attacks, from viruses and so forth. the human body has it. We call it the immune system. A computer has something called the CPU, the central processing unit, which processes all the information data. We have that. We call it the brain. In fact, in computer language, they call the CPU the brain of the computer. If you look at a picture, an amazing picture I've got in the book, it's of an experiment that was carried out at the Necker Hospital in Paris, where they injected a dye into an acupuncture point on the meridian line system that acupuncture works on, and then were able to photograph it. And when they photographed it, and there's a picture of it in the book, it you could see where the dye had gone, and it was the meridian system, which conventional medicine says doesn't exist, but clearly does. And when you look at this picture, what comes to you immediately is it's a motherboard. It's just like a motherboard of a computer. It's passing information around the body, because this energy that passes through the meridian lines, what the Chinese call qi, it's information. And what they've found is that when the energy is passing through the meridian system all around the body too slowly, slower than optimum, then people start to get ill. Why? What do we say when information, for whatever reason, is passing around the computer too slowly? We say, God, my computer's so slow, it's not working properly. Well, it's the same with the body. It's about information. If there's a problem with part of the body and the information about it is not getting back to the brain, for instance, to be processed and to be reacted to quick enough, then it's not, your body's going to continue to go down. The reaction necessary to stop the problem and heal the problem is not going to happen as efficiently as it should. And so when you look at this whole thing of the body, it is a biological computer. Now, this is the key point for me. Consciousness, which is what we really are, infinite consciousness, which it always has been, is, and always ever will be, that which is connected to the great beyond, the all that is, that can get lost within the body computer system. Instead of it dictating reality from this much bigger awareness of who we are and where we are, people get caught in what I call body consciousness. I would say the vast majority of people on the planet are in body consciousness. There is an awakening going on now, which is changing that. But most people are in body consciousness, and what that means is that programs within the body, emotional programs, mental programs, just keep playing like software on a computer. And this is why you can predict human behavior to an incredible extent. It's like literally computer-like. Data input, a situation that someone's facing. Data is processed, reaction to the data, reaction to the situation that someone faces follows. And again, you can predict that reaction because they're operating on body consciousness. And it's like the flight or fight mechanism where we react to danger by either hitting the guy or running. This is body consciousness at work. It's the body's survival mechanism kicking in. And what we need to do, Rebecca, I would say, is we need, if we're going to take control of our reality back, we need to get out of body consciousness. We're working through the body just like a computer programmer works through a computer, but we need to be the person controlling the process, and not the programs that are running through the body, which we inherit through the DNA, the hard drive of the computer, the body computer. And it's about becoming conscious. And when you do that, you start to see the world in a completely different way. And you don't react to things in the normal way, because you're no longer reacting through body consciousness program. You're reacting through a much higher level of consciousness and awareness, and therefore you see a situation differently and you approach that situation differently.
That absolutely makes more sense than you can even imagine. At least to me, it does. I'm sitting here and I'm just absorbing everything you're saying. And one of the things that I would like for people to look at is when you were talking about they're building robots trying to make them emotional. You know, I have always said if people would watch old sci-fi movies, science fiction movies of things of the future, that is things that are actually can be predictive, if you will, of some of the, I guess I'll call them atrocities against humanity. Even if you get, if you have to get past the celluloid, I call, of the Hollywood sensationalism, but there's a lot of that. That has been presented in the past in some of these old sci-fi movies about how they're trying to do what you're saying that they're already doing. It's absolutely fascinating. Oh my goodness, we are out of time on this segment. You guys do not go away. We're going to be right back with more of David Icke and Journeys with Rebecca. Just 1 minute. Don't go away. Hi, this is Rebecca Jernigan. You know, sometimes my schedule does not always allow for me to get to all the inquiries to have a reading. And sometimes I just can't get to everyone as quick as they would need answers. Well, now I have a solution. I am teaming up with my colleagues at the American Association of Professional Psychics. They are there 7 days a week with a very special group of experienced professional psychics. And they have been offering quality psychic readings by phone since 1989. You know, I also know that by using American Association of Professional Psychics, you can be sure the psychic you connect with has been tested and certified for ethics, professionalism, and proven psychic ability. So call now or anytime, 1-800-717-7887. It's still just $3.99 per minute using a major credit card or debit card. But it does get better. Here's a special offer. If you purchase time for a psychic reading from their website, you'll get a 50% discount. Go to CertifiedPsychics.com. Take advantage of the savings. Readings are regularly $3.99 per minute. Why not get 50% off? And that web address is CertifiedPsychics.com, or just click on the banner from my front page. So go ahead, call today, 1-800-717-7887, American Association of Professional Psychics.
Fate Magazine, providing true reports of the strange and unknown. Keep up with the latest on angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, life after death, and much, much more. To receive your free issue of Fate Magazine, call now, 800-728-2730, or visit our website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730 or www.fatemag.com. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
Hello, I'm Jane Goodall, only half of the world's forests and wetlands that existed at the start of the 20th century still exist today. We must do a far better job of protecting wildlife habitats, or environmental chaos awaits those who follow us. If you own land you want kept safe forever, the Wildlife Land Trust can help. Call 1-800-729-SAVE, 1-800-729-SAVE.
You're listening to the best of Journeys with Rebecca.
Email Rebecca with your comments to mailbag@journeyswithrebecca.com. You're listening to Journeys with Rebecca.
We are here, as we stated in the beginning of the show, we are here in the second segment with David Icke. We are talking really in depth about his new book called A Guide to the Global Conspiracy and How to End It. And we were talking in the last segment, we kind of left off about the, you know, the whole body consciousness thing, David, and you wanted to go into maybe another phase of this and talk about the emotions, because I think that is extraordinarily important to those who are going to be listening to the show.
Well, you know, the way, you know, my research and my intuition, inspiration, whatever is going in coordination with each other, really, it's getting me to look in ever more detail at emotion and what it is. First of all, emotion is an electrochemical process of the body. This is why chemicals and being inside certain electromagnetic fields can affect you emotionally. It can make you depressed. It can have you affected emotionally in many, many ways, because it changes the electrochemical balance of the body, and that affects what we call emotion. We had a lady who was in all the newspapers about 2 or 3 years ago now, who went into deep clinical depression out of nowhere for 40 years. And she was in and out of institutions, and she had a terrible, terrible life. And then one day, 40 years later, someone said to her, "Can you think of anything that you did around the time all this started?" And she said, "Well, the only thing I can think of is that I had 19 tooth fillings, of course, with mercury fillings." And she was advised to have the mercury tooth fillings taken out and go on a mercury detox, which she did. And bingo, there you had her with the depression just lifted after 40 years. So we are affected more and more by all the time by these electromagnetic and chemical influences, like the additives in food. I mean, when you and drink. I mean, when you look at the graph for what is said to be increasingly difficult childhood and teenage behavior, which is very, very much in the news here in Britain.
It is here too, yeah.
And then you look at the graph of when all these chemical cocktails were added to the food and drink that these kids consume. The two graphs are like magnetically connected. Why? Because what we're doing is we are chemically imbalancing and scrambling the body computer. And so the body computer is not thinking straight, it's not feeling straight, it's not reacting with harmony. It's reacting from the position it's in, which is chemically completely imbalanced. And the cumulative effects of this just make it worse. And then I've got a great friend who lives about 10 minutes from me. He's an absolutely cutting edge healer, an incredible man. And I was talking to him the other day, and he was saying, you know, I reckon, he said, between 98% and 100% of disease and illness is caused by emotional imbalance, which then manifests as imbalance physically in the body. And then I was watching this series of programs I mentioned earlier, this Visions for the Future, and the one about the robots. And then it was kind of, given where my research and thinking is going, it was absolutely amazing that this scientist came out and said these robots are now thinking for themselves to such an extent that we're having to program emotional responses into them to control them. And then you look at the accounts, the endless recurring accounts of near-death experiences, when they leave the body at death and then are you know, brought back to life. And in that intervening experience that so many remember and recall, that one of the common themes is, I didn't feel emotion in the way I feel emotion here.
It's true.
And I feel, Rebecca, the more and more that I go into this, that the body computer has been programmed with an emotional program through which we filter reality. We judge reality all the time through the emotions, and I think it's been programmed into the body, not for benevolent reasons, to act as a filter through which we observe and experience reality. And you look at all the emotions that control people's lives and destroy their happiness: guilt, fear, worry, all these things frustration. All these things are affecting us physically. They're affecting the way we think and feel. They're affecting the way we behave, and they're affecting the peace and sense of joy that we could have in this world. And I feel that we need to really look at this whole emotional thing, because I think it's a program that's there to control us, just as they're doing with robots now.
Well, and let's talk about the food sources, because, you know, all the additives and, of course, the GMOs and all of that. But, you know, I'm a product of the baby boomers back from Second World War.
Right.
And
I'm not far off that either.
Yeah. So you understand that at that point is when they started introducing into society in the food sources. You know, that's when TV
yep.
dinners were invented. That's when soda became more mass-produced. That's when foods of convenience for, you know, the families that, you know, both mother and father, because it didn't used to be so much that, went out into the work field, so that, or workplace, so that they would come home and everyone would have a hot meal on the table. But if you think about, and then, of course, the tea thing there, that's an interesting thing in and of itself, the mercury. But you think about, it's been a systematic poisoning of humanity.
Exactly.
It's globally. And then we have these big companies who are now only producing GMOs, and the crops won't grow just using the seeds unless they use their insecticide and pesticides.
Exactly.
And they've genetically altered these seeds. It is a systematic poisoning of the human body, and that affects every other thing in the computer. Garbage in, garbage out.
Exactly. Mike Lambert, this absolutely cutting edge healer, friend of mine, he was telling me, just as an example of this poisoning, that a teaspoon of sugar or a cube of sugar will kill you. Has the potential to kill you. It's lethal because it is so acidic. And what the body does to react to this acidity to survive is it leaches calcium into the system to balance out the acidity of the sugar. And where it leaches it from is the bones and the teeth. And so as this sugar-based society gets older, people are going to have more and more problems, indeed are, with bones, bone fragility, and osteoporosis and stuff like that, because of all the years of the body surviving by reacting in the way I've described. And the body is doing this in relation to these poisons all the time in different ways. It stores a lot of them in fat. Indeed, it produces fat to find a place to store these things in a way that they're not going to affect the body system. And a lot of this obesity is not just the fact that people eat too much. It's what they eat, because the body is storing, creating fat to store this toxicity to stop it killing the body. Not understanding how the body works and what the body is absolutely fundamental to what's going on in terms of health and everything today. How can you be healthy if you don't even understand what the body is, which medical science does not?
Well, and the ones that do understand what it is, that's, I think, is the point with the introduction to these you know, lethal, poisonous things that they've introduced. You know, they talk about here in the United States of, you know, we either have extraordinarily thin people or we have extraordinarily obese people. Doesn't seem to be a whole lot of people right in the middle.
Right.
And the obesity in children has risen. I can't remember what the percentage is, but it's just beyond. I mean, it's just beyond your imagination. And if you go back and you truly do look at their diet is filled with nothing but highly processed foods.
Yep.
Highly processed foods. And for me, it's always been, this has been a manipulation of the population.
And I go into, in the book, why I think that is, what the foundation of that is. If you are the most brilliant computer programmer in the world, it doesn't matter if the computer that you're sitting at is not working properly. It will not react in the way that you are typing on the keyboard or using the mouse. It doesn't matter. You can be the most amazing computer programmer ever lived. If you've got a computer that is not working properly and does not react to your input, it doesn't matter. You're not going to get your information through the computer. You're just not going to do it. And in exactly the same way, consciousness, the consciousness that we are, cannot manifest the full magnitude of its genius, of its level of understanding, its wisdom, its point of observation of this reality, where it can see from a much greater level of understanding than we can, than the physical body can. It's not going to be able to manifest through the body computer into this reality in terms of behavior and understanding and everything. If the body computer is not working, if it's rewired, if it's chemically imbalanced. And so what is happening, and this is some of the dots that need connecting, is the body computer is being targeted from every level. It's chemically through the food and all the other chemicals we have in bathroom products and kitchen products and all the rest of it. Through electromagnetic, electrical imbalance, through all the electromagnetic fields that we're living in now, mobile phones and all these other communication systems. And then you've got programming of the computer on a mental and emotional level through what is pouring out of the mainstream media 24/7, through what the kids are bravely taught in what they call education. Mm-hmm. Which is nothing more than indoctrination of a belief system. Mm-hmm. All these things are targeting the body computer to stop consciousness being able to manifest its true level of understanding through into this reality. And the jewel in the crown of this war on the body computer is the microchip. That's why they want the microchip in the body. It's not just about electronic tagging. That's only one level of it. It's actually about controlling the body computer, because when you mentioned earlier about the CPU, the central processing unit of the a computer on your desk, which they call the brain of the computer, that is a microchip in a personal computer or a laptop, whatever. It's a microchip, and if you can get a microchip inside this body computer, then you can externally manipulate it, you can suppress it, you can affect it emotionally, mentally, and physically. And the reason now that they're saying and developing this, what they call human computer interface, where they're putting chips into people so they can interface with computers, it's because what that interface is between two computers. One incredibly, infinitely more advanced, the body, but still a computer, and they can interact. And I look in some detail in one part of the book at how the brain works and how the body works, and oh my goodness me, it's exactly the same principles as the computer. Do you know, even some mainstream scientists have now acknowledged, every cell is like a computer chip. Membrane of every cell is a crystalline substance. DNA is crystalline. The human body computer is a transmitter receiver of information and a processor of information, and it's the vehicle through which consciousness experiences this reality. And it's a wonderful thing when it's not in a hijacked, manipulated state as we are at the moment, because when consciousness is in a different states of of being, it's in different vibrational states. And these different levels of consciousness can't normally interact with each other, because it's like trying to get radio A to interact with radio B. When they're on different frequencies, they just can't. So what this reality that we are experiencing here does, it allows, because of the body computer system, it allows consciousness at endless different levels of awareness, from very high consciousness to very concrete-like consciousness, to actually interact with each other in the same reality. That's what makes it such an amazing place to be. What they've done, the manipulators that I'm exposing, is they've manipulated humans to identify who they are with the body computer. So we look in the mirror and we say, oh, that's me, that reflection is me. No, that reflection is the vehicle you're using to experience this reality. Look into your eyes, then you'll see something like the real you, because that's where you'll see your consciousness will shine through or won't shine through. We need to identify, move our point of self-identity from body computer vehicle to infinite consciousness, all that is and ever will be. Because when you move that point of self-identity, you suddenly go from the small to the all. From the I can't to everything's possible, that your whole point of perception changes, and that's the journey we need to make, and so many more people are making it now.
And you know, and that is absolutely a true statement. That truly is, and you know, that gives you the, I call it the miracles and the hopes of mankind, because we are being awakened across the board, across the globe, and people like you and other people that are doing other good works are certainly putting in their two cents, and people are really waking up. They're really making that understanding and that correlation. And we're out of time, though, for this segment. You guys stay with us, because we're going to be right back with more of David Icke, and we're going to be talking some more about his book, Guide to the Global Conspiracy and How to End It.
Sure to check out Mark Kerr's debut CD, One Drink Away from the Blues, at www.cdbaby.com. This flawless debut performance earned Mark an induction into the Blues Hall of Fame as Ambassador to the Blues for the state of Louisiana. Also, it earned him a nomination for a Musician of the Year in 2006 by the Academy of Texas Music. Mark Kerr, One Drink Away from the Blues, at www.cdbaby.com.
First day to be a big brother. Maybe I'll take him to a movie. No, not big enough. I'll take him to a carnival. Yeah, we can go on a Ferris wheel. It's gotta be big, baby. It's gotta be huge.
Hi, I'm Alex.
Hey, Alex. I'm Felipe. What do you want to do today?
I was thinking maybe watch the game on TV.
Yeah, cool. I was thinking that too.
When you're a mentor, it doesn't matter what you do. The important thing is spending time together. To be a mentor, go to BigBrothersBigSisters.org. A public service message brought to you by Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the best of Journeys with Rebecca.
Talk with an intuitive touch. Journeys with Rebecca.
All right, we thank you for staying with us. Our fabulous, fabulous guest, David Icke, Guide to the Global Conspiracy and How to End It. I just cannot tell you how thrilled and really grateful I am that you are sharing the information in the manner in which you are today. This has just been dynamite, David. I would like for you at this time is to, you know, kind of, with, you know, you got like 5 or 6 minutes here, and just kind of tell everyone what, leave them with last thoughts, how to kind of put all this together, because when your book comes out, I know it's just going to fly off the shelves.
Well, bringing it down to its most simple level, we are consciousness that can express that staggering level of understanding and infinite knowing into this reality. And there's a network of interbreeding bloodlines going back to the ancient world that I expose in great detail in the book, who understand this. They know this. And this knowledge of who we are and the nature of reality is passed across the generations to these chosen few at the highest level of the Global Secret Society network. At the same time, they have worked through thousands of years in the way we talked about earlier to take out of circulation among the public this very knowledge of who we are and the nature of reality. So once you are in a position where you know how we create reality, you know who we are and where we are and how it all works, but for the population, you keep that from them and you give them false versions of reality through religions and this world is all there is, science and all this stuff. And therefore, you've got them. And these people do not work so hard to suppress this knowledge because it's a bit of fun. They do it because without keeping this knowledge from people, they cannot control. The few cannot control the many. It becomes impossible. And what we're experiencing now, and it's an amazing time to be alive, is there is an energetic change happening. There is a new energy, a new vibration passing through this reality. It's manifesting in part as increased temperature, global warming. The whole story of global warming is caused by human-created carbon emissions is demolished in this book by quoting mainstream cutting-edge scientists who are stopped from having a public voice because they are demolishing the lie of carbon-caused global warming. And this vibrational change is acting like a spiritual alarm clock. It's teasing open and breaking up these concrete eggshells of stagnant thought and preconceived idea that people are born with and programmed to have through their lives. And we're now seeing the awakening, the stirring open of human minds, more important, human hearts, to the understanding that we're not Ethel Bloggs and Chuck Jones. We are infinite consciousness. Always has been, is, and always will be. We are all that is. We've just forgotten, and we're starting to remember, and that's why it's such a wonderful time. Challenging, yes, because as this happens, those who wish humanity to stay asleep in its amnesic state, they are trying to increase more and more controls and impose more and more suppressions to stop this happening. But they think they're a immovable object. They're not. And they're coming face to face with an irresistible force, which is irresistible. And so this is a time when the house of cards is coming down, but it's going to be challenging as it does so.
Well, and I have to tell you that that's I want everyone to really understand when you say that is about everyone is awakening. There, the information is out there, and to this reality that we call reality, this third dimension that we are experiencing at this time, people get really very frightened, David, of moving past what they know.
Right.
And I have to tell people, when you get past the reality of what you think this is, that the other aspect of that is so much better than what you've been in. But you don't know that until you allow for it. So it's like the first step is to educate yourself, and the second step is to walk through the fear.
Exactly.
They
the
have
fear
to
is there to stop you walking through the door.
Yes, it is. And it's, by the way, that is a program, right?
Exactly. That's a program.
It is. It's
We're
a program.
Programmed to stay in the program. You know, this is why, you know, you find, I've met so many people all over the world, lots in America, who have been victims of government mind control programs. And they went through their lives until eventually the programming was broken. believing they were living a completely different life to the one they were actually living. They were, because they were programmed not to remember they were programmed. And that's what, in a collective way, humanity is basically the state humanity is in. But the programming is breaking, and it's being breaking by becoming aware of who and what we really are.
And, you know, interesting you brought that up, because I was actually doing some research on some of these people that have come forward on this, these people that have these dual lives.
Yeah.
And what I term as bleed through, they, you know, one life will bleed into another.
Right.
That's the breakdown of the programming.
Yep.
And the horrors that these people, you know, that the mind has to kind of meld that information in together. Well, none of us are really very different than that. It's just been more subtle for the masses with all the other things that's been going on. But it is a form of mind control that's been happening, certainly.
It's mass mind control. And,
yeah.
And I make the point in the book here, you can use a very simple analogy. Humanity collectively is like the stooge on the stage hypnotist's stage show.
Right.
What is the stage hypnotist doing? He is programming into the subconscious a false reality. There's an elephant in the audience. The woman next to them is naked, and all this stuff.
Right.
And what the brain does, because we don't even see with our eyes, we see with our brain when the brain's decoded the information. What the brain does, it's like programmed to believe a certain reality. So no matter what the information is coming through the eyes and the ears, it will edit it to fit what it's programmed to believe is real. That's what a hypnotist is doing. That's what the biggest hypnotist on planet Earth, the oblong box in the corner, is doing in every living room.
Yeah.
It's programming people with a false sense of reality. It's a hypnotist.
That's right. David, this has just been absolutely fabulous. I think I could sit down and talk to you for hours. If you would, let everyone know how they can get a hold of your book, your website, any other information that you would like to leave the audience with today.
Okay, well, the books are just arriving at the warehouse tomorrow, in fact, so they'll be shipped by Friday. And the best place to get it as quickly as possible is through davidicke.com. That's I-C-K-E, davidicke.com. All the details are there. And people can also, there's also a subscription part of the website. The vast majority of it is free, of course, where people can get access to loads of videos where I'm detailing all this information, as well as a newsletter every week, looking at the way this story is developing week by week. So tons of information there, and it's a wonderful time for me, because when I started doing this 20 years ago and for many years afterwards, I would put the chairs out and no one would sit in them, and I'd put the chairs back and go home poorer than when I arrived. Now the interest is unbelievable, almost too difficult to cope with, because the interest is so vast. There is an awakening going on, and it's a wonderful time to be alive here.
It surely is. It absolutely is, David. And again, when I leave here today, I'm going to go to your website. I'm going to sign up for your newsletter. And again, thank you for being such a gracious guest and sharing this wonderful information. You guys don't go away. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Rebecca Jernigan. I would like to share with you some information about my friends and colleagues at the American Association of Professional Psychics. Here are their founding principles to uplift the public image of professional psychics. Distinction through ethics, professionalism, and credibility. To provide positive press and publicity for certified psychics. To provide assurance that certified psychics are authentic, ethical, and professional. So please check them out, certifiedpsychic.com, or call 1-800-717-7887. Again, that's 800-717-7887. You'll be glad you did.
For 58 years, Fate has provided true reports of strange and unknown. Fate is a factual magazine, containing articles by experts in all walks of life and by others just like you who have something dramatic, significant, and truthful to say. Keep up with the latest on all aspects of the paranormal, angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, and much, much more. To receive your free Fate magazine, call now, 800-728-2730, or visit our website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730, or www.fatemag.com. What are you waiting for? Your fate waits.
Hey, I'm Bonnie Raitt. Remember how excited you were as a kid to go back to school at the end of the summer? Seeing old friends, making new ones, getting new books in a new locker, a clean slate. And music class, that special room where you went to sing and perform with your friends and learn all sorts of interesting stuff about great composers and instruments and different kinds of music. We remember our music teachers because they were so passionate about helping us learn to love music. They helped spark a love for listening to notes and voices and rhythms that continues to enrich our lives even today. Know what? I bet your kids feel the same way about music class. Ask them, and make sure they get involved with music in school this year.
A back-to-school PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, Gibson Guitar, Baldwin Piano, and this station. Music, it wires the brain for learning.
All that you see and hear.